Yes.
Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Ready to expand your financial game? NerdWallet can coach you on smart strategies like choosing investments, finding your next credit card, and setting a budget that works for you. Score major points towards your summer vacation by learning expert tips for choosing a high-yield savings account and how to build wealth by investing in index funds. Slide into summer with smarter decisions in 2024. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast on your favorite podcast app. Future you will thank you.
Mary Kay Cabot's going to join us in about 17 minutes, so we will talk to her there. You know and love her from Cleveland.com as she covers your Cleveland Browns. All right, let's answer the question, as Jeff and I did in the first segment, how do you fix the Browns? And, you know, it all has. I believe everything starts with the offensive line. I just don't know how you're going to fix health on that offensive line. And when you bring guys in, you're trying to bring in guys with experience, but if they have experience and they're any good, why aren't they playing for somebody else? So I don't think this is going to be a quick fix, and I think we're going to have to survive until these guys get a little bit better and a little bit healthier. And I'm concerned that this team isn't going to find their groove until, I don't know, a couple weeks in. Wouldn't it be great to get good news about Nick Chubb after week four? I would love to hear that.
Boy,
that would make me happy.
That's so. Really wishful thinking.
All right, we asked, and you decided to call in. John is in Mayfield. Hi, John.
Hello, guys. How you doing?
Good. We're hanging out.
Yeah, that's how it is. Just curious. Everyone's talking about Watson. I'm not a huge fan of him. Everyone's asking questions about Stefanski, but what's Dorsey's role in all this? I mean, he left the Bills, and now the Bills are – their offense is exploding, and they weren't supposed to be with Diggs gone. And so I know that's Josh Allen at quarterback, but I'm wondering if Dorsey is an issue for us, and I'm curious what your guys' thoughts are.
I think it's too early to call him an issue, Andy.
You mean John?
No, yeah. I'm responding to you and John. I threw your name in. John, sorry about
nice
that. Didn't mean to leave you out. I think it's too early.
I mean, He didn't leave either. He got fired from Buffalo.
Yeah.
Okay, so not like you said, oh, we got this great opportunity in Cleveland.
I just think it's too early to say that it's not working here. It's three games.
So what week would you, if Browns go 2-5 the next five games? Two and three the next five games? Would we consider, do you think, making a change?
It depends. Dorsey? What's the offense look like?
And the other
is
part
your
of
offensive line
like...
all beat up? You know,
he's not calling the plays either.
I can't draw any judgments on what's going on with this offense as long as this line is a disaster.
John, thank you. Appreciate it. Mike Painesville, how are you, Mike?
I'm doing well. You guys are well?
Thank you for calling. We appreciate
it.
We
are. Thank you.
All right. All right. You guys were asking earlier, is this on the coach or is this on the players? I think I have the answer. Now, somebody might have said this already, but play this one out. It's the fourth quarter. The Browns are on, what, the 39-yard line. They go for it, and they fail. Am I right so far?
Yep.
All right. That turns the ball over to the Giants with, what, 4 minutes left in the game?
Mm-hmm.
All right. What would be the conversation right now if they actually made that field goal? We'd be hanging this one around the coach's neck. He just put his 10 points down.
There are things that have... There are all kinds of things. I keep going back to the two-point conversion. And you're right. Things happen in a game all the time.
I didn't have any problem with the two-point conversion.
I know you didn't.
Yeah.
I mean, there are coaching decisions that happen all the time. I don't think a coaching decision cost you this game, clearly, and that didn't. But this thing has to get healthy. And if it doesn't, there are going to be some issues. They're going to have to figure some things out on that offensive line. And now with Wyatt Teller out, I mean, Wyatt was one of the three guys who was healthy. So... You know, you can talk coach decision this, coach decision that all the time. I think it's much bigger than that.
Well, I'll give you one. Brian Daboll made the coach's decision that they were going to attack the Browns offense through the offensive line right up the gut. They didn't care, and that we're going to go be able to do that. So Brian Daboll made a good decision. The heavy reliance on passing against running against a team that struggles against the run – left a lot of people befuddled at the end of the game. And there was one other thing. Just the adjustments that they needed to make in the first half when covering a very, very hot wide receiver didn't happen, and they talked about that on the morning show.
Yeah.
And that was talked about on the morning show. So, I don't know.
Rodney McLeod.
Yeah, so I'm still wondering. All right, let's fire that up.
Everybody lines up in their same spots. You know Ward is going to be on the left.
MJ's going to man the right, and G-New's going to be in the slot. And they accept that challenge. And we have confidence in everybody that lines up on that field. So we've never been a matchup-style defense, and we're not going to start doing that this year.
I don't know.
Is that okay?
They needed help against Malik Nabers.
Okay.
Somehow or another, they needed to figure – That should have been they figured that out in the second half, because I don't remember Nabers doing a whole lot in the second half.
Let me throw this one at you. Have we ever had any major complaints about the cornerback play on this team with this defense? Exactly.
Can't make an adjustment if you see something is going sideways.
Dan, not until the Houston Texan game of last year.
Yeah, in the playoffs it wasn't.
The Houston Texan game of last year was the first one where everybody was like going, okay, what in the world's going on here?
But I think overall the corners on this team are the least of the worries on this team.
Nerds! Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Get your head in the financial game with smart investing and budgeting tips straight from the nerds. NerdWallet's experts will set future you up for success with dependable, fact-based insights. No financial misinformation allowed. Learn how to save on your summer vacation, find your next credit card or loan for a big purchase, and invest in your next index fund. Make smarter decisions in 2024. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast on your favorite podcast app.
But even your best players need help every once in a while. It was clear as day.
Doesn't mean you don't make some adjustments.
Yeah, that's exactly what I'm saying.
But you don't necessarily, like maybe you slide a safety over, something like that. But if this is the way they play, where, okay, Denzel's on the left and Greg's in the slot and MJ Emerson's out on the other side, on the right side, okay, everybody's been screaming, rightfully so, about what a great draft pick MJ Emerson was and how he's developed as a corner coming in the third round.
But
terrific. And just because there's one bad game and one guy who's clearly very good lights it up,
right?
I think it's up to the defensive coordinator, defensive coaches to make some adjustments there.
Right, the way Nabers was beating the Browns, it was like, okay, round peg, square hole, right? And it didn't fit. And who knows, you might be able to adjust that, even on one or two. But it seems to me, like listening to that soundbite, is that they are going to take the round peg and keep putting it in a round hole, and the square peg and putting it in a square.
But that's okay. But you can still make adjustments without swapping your corners all over the field.
Yeah, and you're right. I'm talking about sliding somebody over, give him help. They needed help. He just obliterated our backfield.
Except for one thing. Yeah, he was really good, and yeah, they had trouble with him. It's not like he had 180 yards receiving. I mean,
what did he have in the first half?
He was really good, but he finished at what?
Like I said, maybe they did make that adjustment in the
78
second
yards, something like that in the game. But I mean, touchdowns.
Then you're also coming off of game one with CeeDee Lamb going nuts.
But you're talking about a really great up and coming young guy in Nabers, and perhaps the best wide receiver in the league in CeeDee Lamb. It's not like you're talking about, you know, guys who are just middle of the road wide receivers.
I agree with you completely, but when your offense is sputtering, right?
I can't argue.
Your margin of error on the defensive side needs to be all world. Well, they were all world last year.
We talked about that yesterday.
Right.
And are
taking the step back that they should take, that every team takes. But the problem is your offense is sputtering so poorly that it's shining a light on a defense that instead of being one, is like five.
Well, as we talked about yesterday, the defense right now, all of the rankings through three games, pretty much middle of the pack. That can't be the case because the offense is down low. This defense has to carry this team. I mean, it did for a good portion of last season, no question. And this defense has to be top-notch, or this is going to be they're going to be issues all season long. And so far, it hasn't been. And it was 78 yards for Nabers. I mean, he was really good.
But see, he was 6 for 6 for 66 yards in the first half.
Okay.
So what I'm saying is that it seems like
they didn't put up a point in the second half.
Right. But they didn't go. So maybe the adjustment was made.
Maybe.
To make it harder. But it's almost like, okay, could they have made that adjustment maybe at the end of the first quarter rather than at the end of the second quarter?
You gave up 21 points. You should win that game.
Well, that's true, too. Constantine is in a car. What's up, Constantine?
How are you, sir? It's an honor to be on your program. A very short background. I am immigrant from legal immigrant from Eastern Europe, 34 years in America. And for me, obviously, favorite sport was soccer and hockey. And since I live in Cleveland, I became heartbroken Browns fan and love American football season ticket holder. My solution of Browns problem, I think it's not very complicated. For 25 years, organization hire one coordinator after another. Good guys, bad guys, talented guys, not talented guys. My solution very simple. Finally, we should change a little bit conditions. We should hire experienced Super Bowl head coach instead mixing all the time different kind of coordinators. If I will be owner of the team, I'm going to back Belichick to come to town, give him any power, whatever he wants, give him all money what he wants. Hiring people, hiring personnel, hiring whatever he decide to do, and give him 2-3 years for changing of the team. Because we hit bottom right now. Let's face reality. We will not go anywhere with Stefanski. It's why we have so many desperate decisions, like signing Watson for 5 years guarantee, and it's not working out. Let's a little bit, if we want to have a different result, let's change procedure a little bit. This is my opinion, you know, and I will stick with it. Thank you.
Thank you. Katsi, I had a hockey question for you. You still there?
Absolutely, sir.
Give me the greatest hockey player. I just want to make sure. Give me the greatest Russian hockey player.
I pretty much two of them. One of them, Valery Kharlamov, and offenseman. And second was Vladislav Tretiak. I think two of them.
Very good.
Which is
I agree.
Soviet goalie from China, 70s and a little bit 80s.
Excellent stuff. Thank you, Konstantin. Appreciate it. He passed the test.
Was that a test?
Yeah, it was a test. I just wanted to make sure it was legit. I'm like, okay, so he says, like, I mean, he did. He probably picked the number one, number two of all time. Come on. You going to tell me Tretiak isn't? Come on. Frank is going to have to wait for a little bit. We're going to come back because Mary Kay Cabot is going to join us next.
Nerds.
Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Ready to expand your financial game? NerdWallet can coach you on smart strategies like choosing investments, finding your next credit card, and setting a budget that works for you. Score major points towards your summer vacation by learning expert tips for choosing a high-yield savings account and how to build wealth by investing in index funds. Slide into summer with smarter decisions in 2024. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast on your favorite podcast app. Future you will thank you.